Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, here is, she wants to be called Lisa, and she's on The Voice Disguiser. So we may ask you guys if you're in human resources or you know something about hiring and firing and employment, mm-hmm. that we may want to get some help from you here, because Lisa's scratching her head a little bit. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Good morning. All right, so you just got fired or you think you're about to be fired?
No, I just got fired. I was hired to work for this company, let's call it a medical company, about a month ago. And during the interview process, I did not disclose that I was pregnant because legally I didn't have to.
And how far along were you?
About 5 months. I wasn't trying to hide it. I just didn't disclose.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was doing a really good job. You know, my supervisor had called multiple times to praise my work and everything was going really well. And so I felt comfortable telling them I was pregnant. So I did tell them, and about 3 days later, I was fired for being pregnant, for having to take a maternity leave.
What reason did they use?
Their exact words. Because I had to take significant time off, I could not work the hours. And they wrote that down on paper for me. So my question is, you know, how legal is this and what are my chances in fighting for it?
Can I ask what kind of job it was?
It's a medical job working with kids, actually.
Is it a job that comes up often? Like after you have the baby, can you get that job easily or is it more of a specialty position?
Office job, and it was part-time as well.
Were you going to be able to qualify for any of the benefits of a maternity leave? Were you going to have paid benefits?
No. I mean, yes,
benefits?
I could have the 12-week leave, but I didn't have, like, insurance or anything like that.
They were going to pay you. It was just a matter of you just not being there for the maternity leave.
Yeah, it was unpaid leave for maternity leave.
This is a big company, or this is a smaller company?
It's a nationwide company. I mean, they have offices all over the country, but it's not huge.
Okay. My first thought was that, you know, big companies like that, especially if they're nationwide, they pretty much know the letter of the law. Sometimes they do make mistakes and it's one employee that makes a mistake. But I think for the most part, it's like they know what they're supposed to write down and what they're not.
I don't think you can assume that, though.
I can make a guess as to what happened, especially a part-time job. You probably had 90 days of conditional employment. We try you out, you try us out, and you've got 90 days. And it says in the employee paperwork that during those 90 days, they can let you go for any reason. And
Was it within those 90 days?
And is being pregnant, isn't that, you know, protected under that 90 days?
I'm not a human resources expert, but I'm sure we will get some to call up. But I would say no. I would say that maybe if you were honest with them during the interview process and they really liked you, they may have worked something out. But I think they probably felt that you were a little bit...
You
kind of scammy mm-hmm. in order to take
right.
you got. I mean, it's not like you were 1 month along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the job and then 90 days later, you're going to have to be off for 12 weeks. Like, that's not cool to do to an employer. They have obligations and responsibilities. And I realize you need a job and everything. But I think they probably had that 90 day window to do whatever they want, or 30 days or 45 or whatever.
All right, we're speculating, but we can get some people on the phone here that have some real life experience with it. Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
I work with a law firm. Being pregnant, that is a protected class. You cannot do that. Specifically, that they put it down in writing is even worse. She needs to go to the EEOC and file a complaint, like, immediately.
Does it have anything to... I mean, the fact that she did not disclose she was pregnant when she got the job?
She doesn't have to. She's a protected class. It's just, there's several things, you know, like race, if you're over the age of 40, pregnant. This is the reason why they created that law, because people were firing them before they went on their leave.
Amber, you kind of sound like a badass. I want you to represent me in my next case.
I
don't even know what it's going to be, but I want you by my side.
Well, thank you.
Is it possible that the employer hired the employee under a 90-day conditional, hey, this is, you're on a probationary period? And I'm saying 90 days, but it could be 30, 45, whatever.
What is a right-to-work state? So you have the right to fire, right to hire. The only thing about that is protected classes overrule all that. So if they had just said, you know, your work performance is not good, that sort of thing, they could probably get away with that. But the fact that they put it in writing that the reason why they were firing her, letting her go, was because basically she was pregnant, that overrules that.
But well, an attorney could fight that.
They could try to fight that, but if they really had been smart about it, they would have known not to do it in the first place. They would have said that she wasn't up to work performance or something like that, because they worded it that way, and she's pregnant, and she had just told him. Did you tell him in writing, or did you tell him in person?
I told him in person.
Well, it helps if you do it in writing, but obviously she had just told them. 3 days later, they give her a notice that says she's going to be out. I mean, the EEOC is going to jump all over that.
In them firing you, you said they said it was because you're pregnant, right?
Yeah, the HR woman flat out told me on the phone that was the reason why.
Okay.
But, you know, in writing, they wrote it in not so many words.
Here's Kenneth. Okay. He thinks he can help you. Hey, Kenneth, you're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, I've been a manager before, and under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, it is against the law. They have to hold a position for a sickness, pregnancy, something of that nature for 12 weeks with or without pay.
I'm surprised that the company was this aggressive. I mean, I know it's time off, but they didn't have to pay through their insurance or pay you. It's unpaid maternity leave, so I am surprised that they are so harsh about it.
I should get Sanjay Gupta on the phone. He's okay, so that's good stuff right there. Yeah, that's real good stuff. Hey, we actually helped somebody out today.
It's educational, I think, for a lot of women,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, you are protected, but there are certain set of rules that you have to sort of, that whole thing falls under with the FMLA, right?
And would help you make decisions, too. I mean, if you were thinking about, you know, maybe leaving your job and starting a new one and thinking about getting pregnant, we'll realize you have to be employed there for a year or however many, over 1,000 hours, mm-hmm. whatever that number was she said, in order to get that paid maternity leave.
Right.
Well, at least you got some real, real good advice, solid advice this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate all your help.
All right. Call us back and let us know how it goes, because I have a feeling a whole bunch of our listeners will eventually be in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know how it goes, okay?
All right. Will do.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.